So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Well, we've been talking about two things, the flesh and the Spirit. The fruit of the flesh, or what the flesh produces, according to Romans 8, are these things. The things of the flesh, verse 5. So it produces the things of the flesh. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, there's a list, and it says, it calls it the works of the flesh, but it says, the works of the flesh are these, and then it gives a whole list, and I'll just go through that list here. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which is lust, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance is discord or quarreling, emulations, which would be rivalry, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. And maybe you say, oh, well, I'm not a murderer, or I don't get drunk. I've never committed adultery. But remember Jesus' words. To lust after a woman, you've, in your heart, you've committed adultery with her already. And these things that are written here in Galatians, the seditions and envyings and murder and drunkenness, these are all the full fruit. But you have to remember that the seed form of the fruit is just as bad as the full fruit. And what I mean by that is if you have hatred in your heart, or if you have anger there, maybe it's not in the full fruit stage. Maybe it's just in the seed form. And that's what Jesus is getting to when he says that if you hate your brother, you're just the same as a murderer, or if you lust after a woman in your heart, you're the same as an adulterer, because it's the seed form that's also just as bad. So maybe you're not a murderer, or maybe you haven't gotten drunken, but you know, there's a seed form of drunkenness, which would just be excess, having excesses and wanting to please your flesh, wanting to just be in a different mindset because of something, you know, and so people drink so that they can become, you know, just feel good or whatever. Well, people also eat and get overly, you know, eating is more of just a lust for a lot of people, and it's the same kind of excess, and that's why we have so much obesity in this land today. So there's all kinds of different seed forms. So here we have the fruit of the flesh. Well, it goes on in Romans chapter 8 here that the flesh would produce a carnal mind, which also would produce death and enmity and animosity or hatred, ill will or hostility against God. That would be in verse 7. The flesh, it cannot please God. That's in verse 8. So these are the fruits of living in the flesh or walking in the flesh, being carnally minded. It's not pleasing God. It's having hatred. It's having these fruits of the flesh that we talked about there from Galatians. But on the other hand, the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians, is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. And also here in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit, it's produces righteousness, the righteousness of the law being fulfilled in the Christian. Verse 4, the Spirit produces minding the things of the Spirit. Verse 5, having our hearts just, our minds just wanting to know more about God, wanting to know more about the things of God. The Spirit also produces life and peace, verse 6. It produces righteousness, verse 10. The Spirit makes our spirit alive, verse 11. And we have life, verse 13, if we're in the Spirit. So here's two lists. We have this one with fornication and uncleanness and murder and all these things, or we have this other one that has joy and peace and long-suffering. It has life and righteousness and those kind of things. So which list do you like? Well, I know what your answer is going to be. I think everybody wants the one list, wants the Spirit list. But so often we actually choose the other list by our choices, by the way we live. And, you know, with our mind or with our mouth, we say, oh, I want the Spirit list. But with our actions, we choose the flesh list oftentimes. Which list do you want for yourself, which list do you want for your children? Well, I know what your answer would be, but what are you choosing by the way that you're living, by the choices that you're making, by the things that you're doing throughout the day? And it really does come down to a choice. It comes down to your choice, my choice. And, you know, the devil, he wants you to choose his list, because that's really what it is. It's his list. The pleasures and having your own way, demanding your own rights, pleasing yourself, that's in pride and all those things. That's his list, the one that says that you should please yourself, you should fornicate, you should get drunk, you should overeat, all these things, you know, it's his list, pleasing yourself. But the Lord wants you to choose his list, his way, the way of love and the way of peace and the way of self-control and all of these things. This is his list. So it really comes down to a choice. I just want to read this again, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So it's talking about a choice there, and it's your choice, it's my choice. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow, choices. And so I just really encourage you to listen. Also, tomorrow would be the Saturday morning Bible study. We have the live Bible study that you can call into. It's at 7:30 in the morning. That's Eastern Standard Time. And let me get you the number for that. Okay, for the Bible study, it would be this same number that you're calling in here. Wait a second. I think I just gave you the wrong information. No, it's a different number. For the live interactive Bible study, it's 218-862-1300. And then the ID number is 525-819. So you can call in at 7:30. There'll be someone teaching on the Bible study. And then afterwards, your line can be opened up, and you can speak if you'd like to. If you don't want to, that's fine. You don't have to. But the number again, 218-862-1300, and the ID number is 525-819. So God bless you. Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow here at the Daily Inspiration. That'll be my last message for this time anyway. So God bless you. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk about choices tomorrow.